Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps, my partner, Andy Baskin, dancing in his chair.
Some groovy music, Greg.
It's been a fun day. We had the draft. We have so much more of the draft involving our team coming up tonight. And then we have our basketball team stinking out the joint last night in Orlando. And big picture, it's not that big of a deal because they can go win tomorrow and mission accomplished. You got one in Orlando. So we'll see if they're able to do that. The fun thing to me is watching everything that's going on, you know, all around. It's such a great time in sports right now. You have the NBA playoffs. I love the NFL draft. You have Major League Baseball going nuts. But it's fun all the way around. Philadelphia last night gets a win over the Knicks. Joel Embiid playing with Bell's palsy. Apparently he has
unbelievable.
A minor case of Bell's palsy. He had a quote, I'll paraphrase. He said, yeah, this kind of stinks. He said, I have a really good-looking face, and I'm tired of my mouth pointing the other, or looking the other direction.
Hmm.
Wow. He had 50 last night.
Isn't that mind-blowing?
He also had a great tackle. Did anybody see that? He could have got thrown out of the game. He grabbed Mitchell Robinson and tackled him.
Hmm. I think Mitchell Robinson walked out in a walking boot, too. Embiid, I don't know if
Embiid was on the floor. In the lane, and he just tackled Mitchell Robinson. Regular season, you probably get thrown out of the game and maybe suspended. That won't be happening there. The Lakers went back home. They were down 2-0 to the Denver Nuggets. They're now down 3-0 to the Denver Nuggets. It didn't go well. I think it's 12 straight now that they have lost to the Denver Nuggets. And Michael Malone, head coach of the Nuggets, of course, Coach LeBron here, was an assistant coach on Mike Brown's staff, and I think likes – sticking it to LeBron's team.
Wait, so. Coached with LeBron? Sorry.
Andy, you know the best part about all that? Unfortunately, this is radio, and you can't see what I see. It's the little smirk Andy gets on his face anytime he insinuates that LeBron coaches the team
or makes trades.
Exactly.
Well,
it's the little smirk, and now it's a big smirk.
Jeff, just so you know, there'll always be room for you on my roster.
Thank you, Menigan, you too.
Hody, not so much.
Yeah, I think in every other situation, we'd worry about that saying the quiet part loud and the loud part quiet, but in reality, it's really about the same.
It is true.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, last night after the Nuggets and the Laker game, and that game was on TNT, so they're doing their post-game show, right, Dana? And Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley, and they're talking, and they're going, and they're stretching. And
you know this feeling as well as I do.
Well, we've both done this. But here's what happened. Dano, you want to set it up a little bit better?
Yeah, so inside the NBA, of course, in the post-game show, and they're sitting there and waiting on a particular player.
Courtesy of TNT here.
Audio courtesy of TNT. Just sitting around waiting on a player.
That is the most truthful statement in the history of television.
It couldn't be more accurate.
How many times did you hear this in your ear, Jeff? Because I heard it at least 10, 15 times. Hey, we're going to hang with this until LeBron talks. We're going to hang with this. I mean, you're out of like every conversation.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because it was a given. I didn't need to hear it. We knew.
Oh, I knew. I
You weren't finishing a Cavalier postgame show without hearing from LeBron James.
No.
If he was on the team.
No. And sometimes it would be.
You just weren't. I mean, it was a given. You do an hour 20.
And people would stick around to watch, too. That's the other thing, too.
Yeah. What the heck?
But Barkley
saying
that. Leave
it to Charles.
That was the most truthful thing I think I've ever heard on television.
There was a Browns quarterback who was notorious for the same thing on running the postgame show with Jeff and I. And we will not say names on the air. But there was a Browns quarterback who was awful.
Are they active?
Not here.
They're active. We won't say who.
Could be wearing a pewter helmet. Is that what you're saying, Dana?
No. It was not him. He was pretty good.
You're saying if I'm driving down the east side, I'm not going to take Cedar or Wilson Mills.
At least my memory serves me well that he was pretty good. I don't remember waiting a ton for him. But there's another one. And it was the worst.
Why can't we say his name? Who cares?
Who was it?
I'm not saying it.
It was just somebody who was late coming
because
on.
I'm not saying it. You're telling me I was involved and I don't remember.
I am not saying it.
Would we have to call him on his money phone?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Desmond's in New York City. Hello, Desmond.
Hey, you guys talking Cavs? Yeah. How's up? Two things. I think the Cavs are finished. I think that's the
They should just stop playing then. Terry Pluto had great advice for folks that think that. They'll just end the series right now.
Okay.
Are the Knicks finished?
Well, I don't know. The Knicks are not finished.
I don't think so either.
Well, Jeff, honestly, did you watch that game?
I saw bits and pieces of it. I saw the latter part of it after the Cavs.
Did you watch the play where Embiid pulled, bear-hugged Mitchell Robinson's leg while he was in the air?
Des, hang on one second.
Did you not hear what Jeff just said?
We just talked about that.
Seriously,
if
you're not going to listen to the show, we may not let you participate.
I am listening to the show.
Because Jeff just talked about this 30 seconds ago.
I said in the regular season he's thrown out of the game. And
he said he should have been ejected. Yeah.
Not ejected, suspended. Look, that is the worst.
Des, I said that. I said that.
I know, but that is the worst play I've seen in 30 years of watching basketball.
It was pretty blatant.
He's 300 pounds. He bear hugged his knee, and he landed on his bad ankle. Listen, I don't care. It's a tough loss to the Knicks. Loss is a loss. I'm not blaming anybody. But Embiid is a dirty, disgusting player. I have no respect for him. And if we put in Precious, and take out his knee, I don't want to hear any crying from Sixers fans, because that's what's going to happen. We're taking out his knee.
That's my Rangers fan in you. I love it. I love
it. We're taking out
his
knee.
That's why we let you on the air, because I can smell the hockey blood in your veins.
Yeah. Well, let's go. Come to a Rangers game and get crazy.
I totally want to, man. I'm in.
Okay.
I'm going to send a camera to watch you guys together.
Next year, I think we'd have a blast watching a hockey game together.
Big group hug.
Drink?
Yeah, Desmond and Andy.
Yes.
Do you drink?
Do I drink?
He doesn't drink heavily at all.
No, not heavily. No.
Okay. He eats.
All right.
No, right, I do round. Eat, man. You'd have to. I mean,
you'd
we'd have to bring
a bunch
good,
of burgers. And
like, what's the best thing to eat there
pizza.
In the suites?
Got to be pizza.
No way.
Steak parfois. You like? Oh, what do you like?
You mentioned the magic word,
Desmond. You had me at steak. You had me at steak.
My buddy Sharon sends me emails and says if I ever agree with anything Desmond says again, that she's going to like never listen to the show.
Is Desmond my Bostonian? Is that the same kind of vibe? Like, I can't stand Bostonian. You love Bostonian. I like Des. You kind of.
I like Des.
There's days you don't like Des, though. Your relationship started off very rocky with him. Very rocky.
Really?
Yeah, very rocky.
I think Desmond and I can get along just fine. Not that it matters. You know, it's a gentleman who calls our show. I've never met him.
I don't know, man, but he's offering suite tickets at Madison Square for a Rangers game.
You just like Desmond because he bought homes in Cleveland.
Well, that's true. He's spending money in Northeast
there
Ohio.
There it is. All. Thank you very much.
You know how I feel about Northeast Ohio, man.
I'm Andy.
Be a fan of any team in the world. Leave your cashier, go home.
I'm Fine Andy, Chamber of Commerce Baskin.
What's good for the city is good for you. Let's create more opportunity for more businesses, for more people to work. To make sure that this town is moving in the right direction.
Do you think LeBron is done as a guy who can impact winning an NBA championship?
No, I don't. And here's why.
I don't either.
What's he averaging a game?
He's played so well.
I mean, you could say it's
especially for a guy his age. If, for instance, you ready?
Yeah. He doesn't have all the game that he used to. Everyone knows
that,
right?
No, of course not. Of course not. He doesn't have quite the hops he used to,
right?
Without question. I don't know that he has the shot that he used to. But look at what he puts up on a nightly basis. I'm going to make you cringe on this, and we've touched on this before. If you put LeBron on the Cavs at small forward, and he were okay with playing – not the "Hi, I'm the lead dog" role, and I might not even be the second lead dog, but I'm one of a unit here of three or four guys who can lead this team to things. LeBron on this team would be an unbelievable fit. Exactly what this team needs.
Jeff, he's still averaging 35 minutes a game.
Andy, the guy's a freak.
Now, whether they're...
And he can still play.
I wonder what he would be like if you only played him 22, 25 minutes a game.
Well, I don't
what
know
would
that,
you get
I don't
out
know
LeBron
that he'll allow that.
But if you said, LeBron, we would rather have LeBron at his best for 20 minutes a game rather than 35 minutes a game.
I don't think he's there yet. I think he's still got too much game.
He's giving you over 20 points a game.
I think he's still got game.
Well, the problem is he gets into these fourth quarters, and you can clearly see that he's running out of gas.
Yeah.
And so I partially wonder if it's like, all right, LeBron, I need you for 30 minutes. I just need 30 minutes all out, everything you got in the tank, and we'll start it in the second quarter.
I mean, let me give you a biggest hypothetical you could possibly get. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Doesn't go well for the Cavs, whatever. But Donovan Mitchell decides to stick around. You go get LeBron in a trade, move Garland for LeBron, have Mitchell at point, have somebody at two guard, have LeBron at small forward. With can you imagine LeBron playing next to Evan and Jarrett and getting them the ball? And I'm just, this is not as, though it's a hypothetical.
I don't think it's as crazy as, I just think.
We know he's.
The hard part about it is.
I pass the guy's house every day. I mean, he's still got a great house right here.
Right.
This is still home. And
I don't know that it's home. I think it's not, a place where he
it's not
grew
as
up.
Well, but that's always home. Sorry.
Yeah. That's always home. It's hard for me to imagine, you know, he's going to be 40 next season.
And he would be such a great contributor on a team where it was a good fit.
I mean, he'd be closer to the replay center if he wanted to just drive over during the day.
Then he could just go complain at them that way.
Yes.
Perfect.
I mean, the replay center, it's almost exactly 500 miles.
I mean, you
could
get in the car and go.
From Bath to
New
York.
Maybe get back by game time.
Yes. What are you guys doing? Like, could you imagine? That'd be a great promo, by the way.
Knock on the door.
If he walks in the control room.
What are you doing?
What are you guys doing in here? Did you see my teammate get slapped in the face? Boom, drop the mic in the walk.
You missed that? I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I don't think he wins another title if he stays with the Lakers. I don't think that happens.
I tend to agree with you. But could you imagine just asking him to play 25 minutes a game? And he'd be like, I can't just do that. I got to play 30. I'd be like, LeBron, man, how many minutes is the rest of your draft class averaging this year? Zero.
Except, in that men's league.
Which one? But they're playing at the JCC Akron now?
The over 40 league. Yeah, the over 40 league. It's slow break to half court.
Wait, could you imagine if there was a senior tour for the NBA?
Yeah.
You would? Would anybody watch that?
Yeah, if they played nothing but half court. Wouldn't you want to watch Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and Robert Parrish play against Magic, Worthy, and Kareem?
They're sadly trying. It's called the Big Three.
There it is.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
It's sponsored by
Metamutual or not.
The strangest things happen in the NBA, roster-wise, to me. Strangest things happen in that league. And so I wouldn't put anything past anybody when it came to offseason moves in the NBA. Browns are on the clock tonight, baby. On the clock, Andy.
They are.